Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Main Street kicks off the Thursday night downtown concert series tonight. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Main Street will kick off the downtown Thursday night concert series tonight, Thursday, June 20th, with Kellen Smith from 6 to 9 p.m. on the 3rd Street Plaza. Tonight is just the first of six downtown concerts this summer. Other acts in the lineup include Ashley Wineland, Nathan Dean, Devin Worley, Muskrat Monarchy, and Lead Slingers to close out the series. This year, vendors will feature popular local restaurants that have previously participated in Downtown Thursday nights and are eagerly awaited. Highlights include Pokey's Bar and Grill and Rockin' Burgers and Dogs. Each week's event offers plenty of activities for kids, such as two bounce houses, sidewalk chalk, and a giant Connect 4 set, along with bubble dispensers. For more information on the concert series, visit the Gillette Main Street Facebook page. Utah and Wyoming first in nation to challenge new BLM rule. Utah and Wyoming have filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Utah challenging the Bureau of Land Management's final public lands rule. The lawsuit alleges that the BLM bypassed the National Environmental Policy Act requirements and incorrectly determined that no extraordinary circumstances warranted a NEPA review despite objections from the states and other parties. Governor Mark Gordon stated in a press release, "Ever since this abomination of a rule raised its ugly head, demonstrating the Biden administration's disregard for the law, I have fought it tooth and nail. This legal challenge ensures that the administration is called out for sidestepping the bedrock federal statutes which guide public land management by attempting to eliminate multiple use through a corrupted definition of conservation and for doing so with impunity. I look forward to our day in court and putting the BLM back on the right path." The BLM's Conservation and Landscape Health Draft Rule was released on April 3, 2023, and opened for a public comment period. Governor Gordon testified on the draft rule before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources in Washington, D.C. on June 15, 2023. The final rule was released on April 18, 2024. According to WyoFile, supporters argue that the majority of the public is in favor of the change. Center for Western Priorities Policy Director Rachel Hamby said, "It seems that Utah and Wyoming are employing all these strategies to try to drag us all down into the legal weeds to distract everyone from the larger picture, which is that the public wants to see more balanced management of these resources and values." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.